Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Adjacent. You're listening to the Sports Adjacent.
Okay, I like that. I just learned something new today. Adjacent.
With Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey on the House of L Network.
We're doing everything I dreamed of as an adjacent.
It's one of my favorite ways to start a pod. Oh yeah, we got the Young Dude cast back again, back better than ever. Get Jason's old ass out of here. All right, first things first, though, I haven't seen you in a little bit, so it's good to see you. Is Anaya with you?
She is. She's on her mat right now. She's chilling, watching Gracie's Corner on low because I am in the living room.
Okay.
So we just hanging out, we chilling.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this is a great development and great content because you usually don't do the pod in the same room mm-hmm. as your daughter, your second lady love, if you will. But because of the way schedules work out, Steph is out doing her thing, getting that money, getting that bread, respectfully, of course. Mm-hmm. So Tone joins us on daddy duty, and we appreciate him for that. Tone, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. This week has been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went viral.
Crazy.
Gave people bro. Permission to say the N-word on ESPN.
Oh, no. Shut up, Tone. No, well, it was some people saying the N-word in the replies, I'll tell you that much. Oh, man. Tone, when I tell you that this is one of the wildest weeks I've ever had, it has definitely been that. Like, I knew the story was big, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I had gotten all the information, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a pretty big deal. And so I was prepared for like you're prepared for the impact of things, but you're not necessarily prepared for that level of impact where when Jason Whitlock's in your mentions, you know, mm-hmm. you did something, right? dog, like I'm in Milwaukee because I'm covering that Cubs Brewer series, mm-hmm. and I had been working on this story for like a couple weeks, right? And it was gonna come out on Wednesday before the official announcement. I was gonna break mm-hmm. it. The story leaks at like 4:00 on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and my editor hits me like, yo, story just dropped. And I'm like, damn, kid, I've been putting all this work in. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Screw it. We got to do it right now. Drop the story. And so I look at the story that was out there and it didn't have all the information. So I'm like, oh, shoot. I can still break it mm-hmm. or at least break a big part of it and have like my story had all the information that people needed. And so when I say I hit send on the tweet and dropped the article and the rest blew up like. I put my phone down for like 30 minutes. It's like, all right, it's out there. I did a good job. I'm happy with how things turned out. And then walked away, got some food at the ballpark. I come back to him. It's at like 500,000 views in a 30, 45 minute period. As of today, Tone, which would be as the time of recording 3 days later, 14 million.
Dang.
14 million. And so, like, I'm happy because for everybody out there, I broke the Negro League's statistics being integrated into the MLB database on Tuesday. And I go to bed at like 1 a.m. that night, Tone, and like overwhelmed with the response on both sides of it. Like there were people who were really excited. There are people that was mad and upset. I was just like, you know what? Whatever. It's out there. Go to bed. I wake up to 30 text messages and a text from my mom. And the text from my mom says, yo, you were on Good Morning America today. I'm just like, what? So she sends me, you know how family get. They done took a picture, screen record of me on somebody's TV.
Yep,
and put it in the family reunion Facebook page. Not even regular family reunion Facebook page. And like, look at cousin Russell on TV. And I'm like, ah, man, that's cool. And then about 10 a.m., I get a call from my man, Darius Butler, who is one of the guys on the Pat McAfee show. Now, I know Darius from, he used to come do shows with me on the rally when I worked over there with Bally. And he was like, hey, man, Pat wants you to come on the show. And I'm just like, like the Pat McAfee show. I knew what it meant, but I'm like, dog, that's crazy. And so it's like 10. I still have my weekly hit with Dan, Lawrence, and Layla at 11:25 because I had to move it up because I had a flight because I had to drive from Milwaukee to Chicago, jump on a plane to fly out here to Jersey to do TV for MLB Network. So I said, all right, I'll do it. So that's at 11:40. I have an 11:25 hit with on the score. And I get on and I do like 10, 12 minutes on Pat McAfee. And that was cool as hell because I'm like, that's the biggest sports show in the world. And so I'm not going to lie, Tone. Like, I didn't think I would feel exhausted because I didn't necessarily do anything. But I feel that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. You have a lot of, well, you got a lot of mental energy that left you. You know, a lot of Ballsacky energy that left you.
Ballsacky energy is the most AEO phrase I've ever heard you say.
But I hear you. In the rap game, right? They say, hey, drop them. Like, go ahead, do what you got to do, you know? And you did that on an elite level. The story went crazy. I just love seeing it going around, seeing it just in random spots, people reacting to it and stuff of that nature, man. It was a beautiful thing. And on top of that, you was reporting about Black stuff. So, like, man, the Black fam reporting about Black stuff. So, you know, that was super cool to see. And then seeing you on the Pat McAfee show and, you know, whatever issues that he bring, you know, he and people have with him specifically and how he goes about doing this thing is a major platform on a major show. And you got to talk about baseball and stuff that you brought to the ethos to be consumed by the sporting world. And that's, you know, I assume as a writer and as a content creator, that's all you want. You just want your stuff to be consumed, ayo. So that's what you did. That's
not
what
AO. Ended up.
That's what ended up happening.
More like, let's go.
And it was great, man. This is definitely a tentpole thing that you keep, you know, and you remember forever.
Man, and like you don't really think about it where you don't really have time to be proud of yourself often in our business. It's kind of like on to the next type of thing. But like, I am grateful one, that I was able to do that, and that people are, I'm grateful that people have an appreciation for my work, and I'm grateful that I've been able to have platforms where people can, that maybe didn't know anything about my work, can see my work or haven't seen me on TV. Like, I went on McAfee and had people that I had heard from in years be like, yo, I saw you on Pat McAfee, or I was at the airport and I saw you on the TV. Like, that's really cool. And, you know, I think it's, I think for me as a writer, it's one of those things where it's the thing I love the most. I'm the most passionate about. It's the thing that I find so much joy from outside of TV. And so to be able to have a story written word where people can sit down and read what's actually going on, what's happening, why this is important, that means a lot to me. And I am, you know, really excited that that was able to be seen by the masses. And I appreciate that I was given the space on, you know, it just happened to come out the day before my weekly hit on the score, which is awesome. And then, you know, to be able to go have my work seen on Good Morning America, where, you know, I had a video that went with my story that millions of people saw that morning. And people were probably like, oh, I need to see you about this. I need to go to Yahoo and see it. And people read that way. And then to go on Pat McAfee show and be able to have the space to explain stuff there and kind of shed light on some things and at least present my story is something I appreciate and I'm grateful for. And I am hoping it's not the last time for that. But I think for that moment, that is probably up to this point the biggest story I've had in my career. Yeah, it's something I'm super proud of and super grateful by.
Hope you relish it, man. Like, and it's not going to be the last one. I can't wait to see what the next story is. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it probably shocks people. Like, man, who? Somebody's breaking major baseball news, and it's a
black dude.
Man, dude. I'm pretty sure that caught people off guard when the video popped up on the story.
I think that is probably true, because it's like, I broke news about, to your point, black people stuff. And I don't want to disrespect the Negro Leagues or anything like that, but it's like, I think that was cool in a lot of ways. But I do think, to your point, I don't think people knew that they're the only national writer in baseball that was black. Was named Russell Dorsey. And so I think that's cool. And like, I had growth in all my different platforms on social, which is nice. And so yeah, man, it's definitely cool. It's definitely cool. And I would like to think that I put my best foot forward on those various days and those platforms. Cause Tone, I'm on TV every day, right? So being on TV doesn't make me nervous. I was nervous in the minutes leading up to me being on Pat McAfee. I'm not going to lie to you, dog. Like, I was, this is like if Billy Gill was like, yo, Dan wants you to come on Lebertar's show today.
Right.
It was kind of like that, where it's like, oh man, like this, because you know the gravitas of that, right? Like, you know the impact, you know the reach, you know the audience. Like, I was on the four letter. That's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's every kid's dream in our positions to be like, I was on ESPN, you know? And so even though I work for these other entities that are very large in their own, like, it, at the end of the day, still ESPN. And so that, yeah. I thought that was sick.
Dang. What's the funniest response that you got? What's the funniest disrespectful comment that you got? What was the weirdest, like, backhanded compliment that you got? So three levels.
All right. So the best response I had gotten,
family, friend, or stranger?
Family, friend, or stranger. I had some players take pictures of their TV and send it to me. That's really cool. I've made this joke with you before. You can only be called the N-word so many times before before it really actually starts to bother you. And so I knew because of the what I went on there to talk about. I've always it didn't bother me because I actually told my parents that the story was coming out like last week, and my dad was like, oh, I already see the bozos coming out, and it ain't even came out yet. And like, to me, that stuff doesn't bother me. It might bother everybody else, but like, I'm at a point now in my career tone where I'm not leaving Wayne Manor to deal with the people like, oh, look at the lamestream media at it once again. And I thought Pat McAfee was a real patriot. Bro, I thought Pat was a real patriot and he's part of the lamestream. Like, that shit made me laugh so hard. That was great. Backhanded compliments. I didn't really get any of those, bro. Like, there were none that I even, which is cool. Like,
because, you know, there's always somebody in the industry that'll, you know, do this weird, like, they got to acknowledge the story. They don't really like you or, you know, for whatever reason, but they kind of got to give it up at that point because, like, the content is so, like, good or big that they got to mention it.
I hear you. I don't, fortunately, I have not created that energy for people. So I didn't get that. So I will say at my old employer where the ending didn't go as smoothly on my end as I would have liked it to, because I felt like I felt like I deserved better tone. And sometimes in our business, you don't always get that. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of love for the people that work at that building, and all of them had me up, was watching and taking pictures, and it was like, yeah, I told y'all.
Damn, they could have had the story.
They could have had it. But, you know, it was one of those things where it's all in the good Lord's plan, and everything that is happens for a reason. And I told my agent that. I'm like, man, everything's happened the way it was supposed to. So a fun day, a cool day, but I am exhausted. But it's all for good reason. Welcome to Sports Adjacent. I'm Russ Dorsey. Joining me, my main man, Hunter Grand, Tony Gill on daddy duty. Jason Leisure is taking the week off to just be with Jason Leisure and family, right? And you need that sometimes.
His life about to get so crazy. His life and career is about to get crazy.
Bro, I just saw that the Bears are on Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah. Jason's job just got way more high profile, high stakes.
I know his boss, and his boss, it used to be my boss, and you know, anything, especially when it comes to the Bears, that's big news. But yeah, he's gonna take some time, but he shall return. But I gotta let y'all know. Now y'all know what's coming. This lovely podcast is brought to you by good friends over at Cheats and Giggles. Go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA or use our promo code sports to get discounts on the softest, coolest sheets that money can buy. It's getting warm, y'all. And humid. And that's the part of the summer I don't like. I don't like when it gets warm and humid. Or Tony, we've had some of those mornings already in Chicago where you walk outside for that morning run or that morning coffee and you already feel like, oh, it's hot already. Like, there's nothing more annoying than when it's hot at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Because you already know what type of day it's going to be. It's the three draws day. It's the three draws day, like, and that's not good. Or you might be a towel person. Are you a towel guy in the summer?
Like, what do you mean?
Are you a towel over the shoulder?
Oh, no. That's if I'm outside, I'm not a profuse sweater.
Okay,
right. Like, if I'm just chilling, I'm outside, and it just happened to be hot. I'm not like just raining, you know,
yeah,
like that. If I'm doing an activity though, like if I'm running or if I'm, you know, taking a couple shots with my cousins or my brother or something, I need a towel. I need to be hydrated, and yeah, But yeah, that morning, 8 a.m. hot.
That is different because you already know. You're like, oh man, like we ain't even got the day started yet and it's hot. It's
not even, not even know. What you mean?
Right. You start your day on a bad foot. So yeah, Sheets and Giggle Sheets, they keep you cool. Use our promo code SPORTS to get discounts over there. Shout out to our friends at Sheets and Giggles. We're also brought to you by BetMGM. You can get up to $1,500 back in free betting credit with your first bet with BetMGM using our promo code ADJACENT1000. That is ADJACENT1000. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Tone, the people feel like they know you. They feel like you've kind of grown up in front of their eyes, but I want the people to know you a little bit more intimately, if you okay. will. So we're going to have a rounds, plural, of Ask mm-hmm. Tone.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tone, I think the people need to learn a little bit more about you. I think you are one of the most interesting people that I know. You're one of the funniest people I know. You're not just a guy that come on here once a week producing and hitting buttons. You're like, you are the button. Pause, if that needs to be inserted there. But I think you are, definitely pause now. I think people need to know the things that we know, because I think you probably let off 1% of the things that are in your brain. I think our group chat gets the other 99%. So I want some people to kind of get to know Tone a little better, but we're going to start off really easy here.
Okay.
Let's say you're going to a wedding. You and your lady love.
Been to a bunch.
What is the perfect wedding gift? And this is coming from a guy that's married. So you have some experience with this.
Cash, gift card. But number one, cash. Every time. Cash hits every single time. It's nothing like, and I'm not going to be able to repeat this feeling, because you only get married once, right? You only do it big once. Yeah, we did it pretty big.
But yeah, nice. I fear you. You pray it goes well, so you don't have to do it twice.
Ain't nothing like going to the bank with your wife post-wedding, cashing in all those checks and all that money from the people that love you and want to see you start on a excellent path for your family, and people look at you and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna need Mr. Gill and Mr. and Mrs. Gill when you address me, Mr. or Mrs. Bank Teller. Thank you.
Yeah, you put respect on our name. Yeah. When we walk in here, Sharon. Yeah.
It's not just sir. I'm gonna need Mr. Gill. This is gonna be a big deposit. You understand me? Probably the biggest deposit of my life.
Hey, you had a good 1,500 people at your wedding, so know that check was crazy.
Fact, nobody could tell me nothing. We went to the honeymoon a couple of days later to Puerto Rico. I was like, don't even worry about it. That feeling of don't even worry about it, for at least for just a week. We only had it for a week, then we had to come back to reality and start budgeting and stuff like that. But for a week, Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. And that's what you want to give a couple.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Tone was butt naked on the bed with all that money, all them checks rolling around. Because he said, oh, my God, I might not see this day again. All right. So this is a good follow-up to this question, Tone. Mm-hmm. In the case where you say, all right, cash, gift card, money, check is the best gift, what is the right amount? Now, I have to put this in part. Everybody don't have the same means. But what is the right amount to give the married couple?
I'll answer it in two different ways. If you got it, because we all got friends that got it, you know.
The and, people that went to your wedding had it. Right. I know. I saw who was in there.
But the people that got it, I would say they gave us probably in the 400 to 500 range. And I was like, that was very nice of them. Very nice of them. I mean, they're very close friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They see me growing up. Mm-hmm. Close family, they see me grow up, and Stephanie as well. So close people that got it, that was the range. But just for the people that don't got it, like, you know, if me per se, like if I went to a wedding,
if I went to my own wedding,
right? If I went to my own wedding, I wouldn't go have it. You know what I'm saying? Me. But you know, $100, $150. I think that. Look, that is an excellent love gift, love token, you know, as we say in church. Give your love offering, you know, your love token.
It's a good love offering. even if you don't have it, you could be like, all right, I could do 100. Like, but I think I've always heard a good rule of thumb to add on to your point is like enough to play for your plate, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's typically, yeah. Enough to pay for what you got.
Whatever your plate was, open bar, and like some cake and the open bar. Now you have to add like another $50 on there because Tone had open bar for 1,500 people, you know what I mean? So they were throwing it down. So then I was just like, all right, Tone them, they gonna have the liquor in there.
Now that's up to everybody. I don't drink, so I wouldn't pay that. Right.
You didn't even drink at your own wedding, which is actually pretty lit. You're like, you know, I don't even need to. That's for y'all. That's baller, low key. That's baller. All right. Let's see. Ooh, I have a whole list for you, Tom. Okay. Everybody knows about your oatmeal raisin cookie take. That it is the best cookie.
It is. I get a tweet about it maybe once every other week. Somebody's listening to something I said. And or something in my past, and they're like, man, you know what, Tony, you're right, that is a fire flaming cookie.
It is, and I agree with you. I wouldn't rank it as high as you do, but I do think I defer to that more often than not. So for you, if oatmeal raisin is number one, give me 2, 3, and 4 for Tony Gill.
2, 3, and 4. So the double stuffed Oreo.
Okay.
It's probably number two. The lemon cookie, number three. Number four. I would say a nice butter cookie.
The Board of Education butter cookie, like what you get at like Sharks that come in a set of like four.
Yeah. I'll take those down.
That's why I told my man.
That'll be four. Do I have a fifth cookie? A top five? No. Those that's pretty much my cookie tastes are kind of Biscoff. No.
Let me reorder. Go ahead.
Oatmeal raisin.
Yeah.
Double stuffed Oreo. Biscoff. Lemon. And then the butter cookie. Those are my top five cookies.
Okay. I like that. The lemon cookie is the underrated one in there for me.
Oh, it's excellent.
Lemon as a flavoring in desserts is elite. Like lemon loaf is great. Lemons bar, lemon squares are one of the best desserts in the world. So I'm with you. The Biscoff cookie, I don't know what they put in there. Might be heroin, because
could be.
You have it for the first time. And you're like, where can I get these cookies from? I don't know. And then you ask the flight attendant, y'all got a little bit more of them cookies back there. Get more of those cookies. And like, you going crazy. And then
I got the butter spread.
I was about to say, bro, they got the spread.
I got it right now. I'll put that on toast. But if I had a good couple days and because I got to balance the sugars, you know, if I'm feeling like I can just raise that level a little bit, not to extreme levels where it's like,
you got diabetes.
But if I had a good, pretty good, you know, 2 days of eating healthy, maybe going out for a walk or something, I know that morning I'm celebrating with some Biscoff cookie butter on my white toast with some coffee. And
I'd be trying to be good, but that sounds so, bro. Because imagine having that tub of that in the crib at all times, bro. Like, how long do you keep
it? It's a discipline. Like, again, I only go to it when, you know, I know that I'm eating healthy either for the rest of the day or I've been eating healthy for the day before or the days before. So it's a nice treat. So sometimes if I know that I've been doing good, I can have it for a snack at night. Where I'm like, you know what? I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to plug up that toaster, put that white bread in there.
Oh, man.
And also, they got the chunky one where the cookie crumbles are in the Biscoff butter spread. So you can either go creamy or chunky. It's all there for you, bro.
That's crazy. You done messed up, Tone, because now I'm gonna have to start looking. All right. What is your favorite food for the streets? So they finally get a definitive answer.
That is a tough question. That is a really, because I love to eat, man. Like, I'm chewing up a bunch of different stuff.
Choo choo choo, yum yum yum.
You understand me? Man, I love burgers. I love a good burger. I love a good steak now. Shout out to Lawrence Holmes.
Yeah.
Allowing me to eat a solid steak for the first time ever in life. I love pizza.
Your mom's lasagna.
My mom's lasagna. a fire chicken curry. Now I had to add that on my list.
Yeah, that's in your blood now.
Man, I don't know if I can. Honestly, I can't pick just one thing. Like, I truly can't pick just one thing because I love food. I love ribs, barbecue, brisket, pulled pork. Like,
the whole pig.
Shout out to the I'm Fat podcast because, like, I'm not. They would consider me a normie because I'm not. Bigger, but I have the heart of a fat, as they would say on
inner fat.
Shout out to Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski, our friends. But yeah, like I love food, bro. Like I get some people do the man, food is just fuel and all that, man. I'm trying to make sure it tastes good. Yum, 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 choo, choo, choo.
Choo, choo, choo.
Yeah, it's very difficult to pick this one.
All right. This might be easier for you. What food detests home? Like, will you be like, oh, get this out of here. I don't even like looking at it. What food is that for you?
Oh, man, Brussels sprouts.
Dang, Tone, that's not where I expect you to say.
I know.
They kind of lit, because I didn't always like them either.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Have you had them like kind of burned? Because that's the best way to eat them.
So I had them like with bacon, and I'm like, if it's there with bacon, I'm here for it.
Okay,
I'll eat it. It's serviceable. But overall, if it's just there, it's like, I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't think I need this. I eat all the other vegetables. I'm okay on this one.
I feel that. Like, it took me a long time to get there, but I was having them the wrong way. Like, I was just having them steamed. But you realize you need to have some char on there and have them kind of crunchy. That's when they're at their best. But also, they're really good tossed in bacon.
That's the only way I can have them. Otherwise, it just tastes like, am I eating a ball of urine?
Jeez, Tom.
That's what it tastes like. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Which one of your parents are you more like?
That is also another great question. I look more like my mom. I think my manner, a lot of my mannerisms, honestly, my mom. If I had to pick one, I would say my mom. But my temperament and how I approach life, which is, you know, every day, my daily approach, how I deal with various issues, is all my dad. So I think I got a good mix of both. But if I had to pick one, I probably would lean my mom.
I like it. I like it. I'm meeting both your parents. I love that you do definitely have a lot about both of them. I do think the one thing that you have for your dad is your dad loves to laugh. Like he's Pastor Gil, but he get them jokes off. he goes start to laugh. This is one of my favorite things. This is one of my favorite things. If you weren't audio producer extraordinaire, a master of audio, if you will, what job does Tony Gil have right now?
That is, you got some good questions. I can see why.
Did I do it for a living?
I can see how you got to the level of teaching white people to say the N-word. I get it. Oh my, I understand.
It's for everybody out there. I don't tell white people they can say the N-word. I don't want people mad at me.
I don't know. That's a difficult question, because it's like when I look over, when I look back at my life, everything was leading up to this. Like everything was leading up to me working in content, in audio, in sound, because even as a child, you play drums, you are into music. And then I switched over to listening to the church services live with headphones, because my cousin needed to hear how he played the saxophone. So he would tell me to put on headphones, and I had to tell him like what he sounded like throughout, to get into elementary school where I was on the sound team setting up microphones and all that. Like my whole life coincidentally ended up being about sound.
So
I don't think I could imagine me doing something else outside of that, or content creation, just because it's like it felt like I was born to do all this. But if I had to pick one, I probably would be like some manager at a bank.
Interesting.
And I think I like the simplicity of it. I feel like I could still have a personality and people would like it there.
It would be acceptable to be.
Yes.
To have personality.
And, yeah. And I can still like, I don't have to think about work. I could just go home and do what I do in terms of hobbies and all the other stuff I like to do. So I think I probably would work at a bank. That seems nice and fun.
I feel like that's so much structure for you. And I think you are very structured in like life, but I think you're such a creative. I wouldn't think of that as being the thing that you would go to.
I think about it sometimes. Like, I wonder what my day would be like.
Tone the bank manager. All right. Couple more for the streets, because I know they want to know. If you're on a plane and a flight, let's call it a flight from Chicago to Los Angeles, which is a longer flight than you might have. Would you rather sit in the middle seat, so two people next to you for 4 hours, or would you rather sit in the aisle but next to the bathroom?
I don't have a problem with sitting next to people, sitting in the middle seat. Oh, sorry, Ryan, a baby has joined the podcast. She likes to touch the microphone. But yeah, I don't have a problem sitting next to people. Like, it's I don't bother people. I'm very easy to get along with on a plane. I let people use the elbow thing. I don't even need that.
Right.
Just don't be weird. That's my only request. I will secede the armrest to you. Just don't be weird on this flight. Don't talk to me a lot. If I'm not like in a talking mood, if I'm sleeping, don't bother me. You can have armrest. So I think I'd rather have that than having just constant people just in my face
standing. When you're by the bathroom, people are standing up. People are, oh, hey man, can I get squeezed past you real quick? That is the one part about the middle seat, though. You're always gonna have to, hey man, can I squeeze past you, get to the bathroom real quick? Or your back in the middle seat, because you're not sitting comfortably. Because me, Tone, I have broad shoulders, and it's hard to sit in the middle seat. Shit, even in the aisle seat when you have broad shoulder. Because in the aisle, when you have broad shoulder, people hit you when they walk past. The lady hits you with a cart. That's not fun. So I have to usually, if I ever am forced to sit in the middle seat, I have to like, I'll just lean forward the whole flight, where it's like you get more room that way. Because I can't have my back when I'm all scrunched up and feeling like I don't have any space. It's tough. Let's see. Got one more, Tone. If Tony Gill had a single friend, man or woman, person, and that friend was like, hey, Tone, I've noticed your friend over there, and I think they're kind of cute, and I think they're cool. How does one Tony Gill throw the lob?
Okay. Somebody's asking me to help them with a person. I'll be like, all right, here you go. I'm like, hey, so what's up? How you doing? My name's Tony. Nice to meet you. So what are you here for? What are you doing around here? Ah, okay. Because you got to see what they're here for, right? Like, you don't want to, there's nothing worse than, man, I'm just, it's been going bad in my life. I just need to not do this. And you got to see where they're at in life. And they're like, oh, man, I'm just hanging out, just seeing what the mood is. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's your preference? You like women? You like men? Like, what's going on?
You like both?
depending on
the response.
And then I'll be like, well, I got a friend. They checked you out from the other side of the room. They would just love to, conversate with you. They're over there. And it's cool if you don't, no pressure, but just want to let you know. And then I will go away. And then I will see where they take it from there.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I think you do the talking that you need to do. You allow that person to say, hey, not in a weird way, but my friend was just interested, a little shy, so I wanted to come over here, be a good friend. They're a good person. And throw your friend the lob. I think that's great. I think the one area where people have to avoid is when you get the person that goes over there that also might be interested in the person that you're going and talking to. That's usually kind of wild. But no, I like that answer, Tone. I think the simplicity of it. Well, Tone, this was a fun episode of Sports Adjacent. I think the streets needed to know Tony Gill a little bit more intimately and figure out some of the ways that Tone's brain works. Now, we didn't get too crazy, and I still don't think we hit the surface of like what we receive, but I think there are things that people would have liked to know about you. Like, you feel like you've gotten a good mix of both your parents, but you're like your mom, or that you can't pick your favorite food, or that you'd only like Brussels sprouts if there's bacon in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that if you went to your own wedding, you would have only been able to give yourself $100.
Hey, man. Times tough sometimes. You understand me?
I get it. I'm actually going to two. And I do think it's a caveat. So you've been a best man in a wedding before.
Yes, twice.
So I'm going to my best friend's wedding in Jamaica in about 10 days, maybe a little less. And I'm the best man. And I do think it's a different responsibility when you're in the bridal party versus if you're just going off the love.
Right.
So if you're listening for your gifting out there, I do think that that also needs to go into that discussion. But this podcast, as always, is brought to you by our lovely friends at Sheets and Giggles. Go to sheetsgiggles.com/SA. Or use our promo code SportsKit. Great discounts over there from our friends at Sheets and Giggles. Sheet set, duvet cover, pillow, etc. Sheetsgiggles.com/SA. We're also brought to you by BetMGM. You can get up to $1,500 back in free betting credit if you bet with BetMGM using our promo code Adjacent1000. That is Adjacent1000. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Tone, anything before we let the fine folks go?
Hey, man. They found that man Trump guilty 30 on all 34 of them things. That's crazy. That's wild. That's right. That's just kind of crazy to me. All 34? Right. You can get away with one?
You can get away with a lot. You're getting away with a lot, so it's the least they can do, to be honest. We will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Sports Adjacent with Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey. Be sure to download, subscribe, and give the podcast 5 stars. You can check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm very much adjacent. For a couple hours, I thought I was hood. But then all that happened, I was like, you know what, James? You adjacent to the mother.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.